How did things change in your practice in the 1980s?
Following the change of practice and the division of the practice into two in 1978, this gave us breathing space to start to look at preventative programs and to begin to scope the problems that were facing general practice. That's the problems of coronary heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, epilepsy, hypothyroidism. We decided to become a training practice so that we could motivate ourselves to continue our professional development and learn more about the challenges that we're facing primary care, and also to draw on the support of surrounding academic practices, which were probably a little bit further down the road than we were. And in addition to that, draw on the resources lent to us by the visiting trainee GPs. They're called trainees in those days, they're called registrars now, because they were bringing new and fresh knowledge from straight from medical school. And we found that that was a useful educational resource too. So we began to scope the problem. We joined the local training practices meetings, and then we developed a liaison with Dr. Zalin at Worsley Hospital. And he was expressing the need for the enhancement of services within general practice to deal with the diabetes problems, and was quite prepared to train us and educate us to develop our own diabetic mini clinics. There was a great deal of enthusiasm for this amongst the training practices. And if my memory serves me correctly, Dr. Zalin began this course of education and training in 1985. We attended as a practice meetings every 2 weeks at Worsley Hospital, and he took us through the whole range of diabetes, the pathology, the early presentations, early diagnosis, management plans, screening for complications. And so at the end of a couple of years, we felt confident to start our mini clinic. During the 2 years of training, Dr. Zalin encouraged us to build a practice-based diabetes register and enter every diabetic patient on that, whether they would be type 2 or type 1. This we did. We were still a paper-based practice at that time, so we used to color code the patient's records so that they'll be easily identifiable, and also remember that we had individual lists at that time, which made it much easier for us to develop this data. By the time we developed our mini clinic, we got a full register of all our diabetics, and we were able to design the clinics around this number and allow patients to have a review every 6 months to start off with. At that time, our practice list size was just over 10,000, and we had 240 diabetics. I think the incidence of diabetes was reported nationally as being 2%. At that time, we still felt that we were underdiagnosing diabetes, and we felt the incidence was probably more like 3.5%.